It's from John chapter 6. And we are looking at verses number 60. And we going through 63. All right. All right, let's read. The Bible says, many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this said, this is an hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it and said unto them, does this offend you? This is what Jesus asked. Do what I say offend you? And he says, what and if? And that's the title of the message today. What and if? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore say I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it be given unto him of my Father. What and if? That was the question Jesus asked. Say, well now, what if I were to tell you that you're going to see the Son of Man rise, you're going to see the Son of Man rise up and go back from where he came. See, what happened was Jesus has all these people following him. And like you remember from last Sunday, they followed him more for the bread that they were going to get. And then he started to explain to them, he said, my body is the bread and my blood is the drink. And then some of those people, their mind went right to vampires. Y'all know? You know, they have those things on TV, the vampire, they tear the person all apart, and they drink the blood and all that kind of stuff. And you say, okay, so some of them say, oh, this is weird. They probably seen that old fellow that had the demons, and he was in the graveyard, and they probably saw him, and he was going to attack people and everything. And say, man, that man go wild. He jump on people and start biting them. There's something wrong with him. He acts like a mad animal. And so they probably started thinking, well, now, he's saying to us, we're going to have to eat his body and drink his blood. This is a hard saying. Who can keep this? Jesus said to them, you offended by this? Does this offend you? Well, what if I were to tell you that I'm going to rise up and go back where I came from? On top of what I just told you. Now, if you're having a problem with the part where I'm saying you're going to take my body, then you're probably going to have a problem with the part where I say I'm going to rise up. Now, I pointed out Friday night that people that realize that Jesus is not going to do something that's going to hurt somebody. When he said, eat my body and drink my blood, you got to think, now, this is Jesus. This is not a vampire. And he's probably got a plan. He's probably got something worked out on how he's going to do this. Well, now, he had it worked out when he brought them up for that last supper. And he says to them, all right, fellas, y'all probably didn't understand what I was saying back then. And he probably didn't say it to them in that way. But he said, now, this is my body. When he broke the bread, he said, this is my body. And he took the cup, he said, this is my blood. This is the blood of the new covenant. Drink this. I'm in covenant with you. Now you think about this. If you and I eat the same food, there's something in us that's alive. if I say to you, this is my body, and you eat that, then there's a part of me in you. So when Jesus says, this bread is my body, now you take my body, and my body is going to become a part of you. You're going to become like me. The Bible says that we are daily transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. So now, and he says, my blood is your drink. It's the drink indeed. And see, the blood is the blood of the new covenant. It's the one that caused our sins to be washed away. It caused us to come in right relationship with God. And then we have the right to receive the gifts and blessings of God. All that through the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was not trying to tell them to do something crazy. He was telling them, this is the way you get your blessing. The blood and the body of Jesus Christ. But then they had one more problem. Jesus said, if you bother by me saying the blood and the body, you really going to have a problem, because listen to this. I'm going to rise up and go back to the Father. What? Now they probably didn't realize that he said he was going to rise up, that he was going to actually rise from the dead. Now that make it even tougher, glory be to God, because they hadn't seen people rise from the dead. Once you're in the grave, people can say, that's it. That's over with. That's all. There ain't no more. I got news for you. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ set the example. That is more. Everybody that went to the grave is going to rise again. I don't care if your parts got scattered from here and there. God knows where every part is. You're going to rise up, glory be to God. And that which burnt up, glory be to God, and went into a vapor, he made it in the first place. You wasn't but nothing but dust, glory be to God, from the earth, and he can bring it back and put it back together again. I'm telling you, you're going to rise up. Glory be to God. You're going to rise up again, just like Jesus set the example. Now, he said, I'm dying. They're going to stab me in the side, but they're going to bury me in a tomb, and glory be to God, and then nobody's going to open that tomb up but God. Roll that stone back and let me out. Hallelujah. I'm going to rise up. He said, and this surprised you, I'm going back to the Father. I'm not just going to get out of the grave, because they probably wasn't even thinking grave. Now, here y'all go, going back to your vampire again. Just because they came out of the grave. Oh, he's getting out of some tomb. He's getting out of some casket he in. Oh, no, he said, now he's going to rise up. Get the vampire out your mind. Get the fact of God that the Spirit of God can do these things. Now, he points out to him, he said, oh, let's read that. He says to him in verse number 16, it is the Spirit that giveth the life. It is the Spirit that maketh one alive. It is the Spirit. The flesh profiteth nothing. He said the flesh wouldn't even exist without the Spirit. There wouldn't be any life in it. It would just go right back to the dust again, except there was Spirit in it. Glory be to God. He said it's the Spirit that makes you alive. And then the words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and they are life. He said what I speak to you is Spirit. But God spoke life into, made man a living being, glory to God. He breathed into it. He breathed it. It came forth, breathed into him. Life. Life comes from God. He said, it's like the Spirit of God moved, the Bible says, moved upon the waters, and the life started to come forth. It moved upon the darkness, and the world started to be formed. The Spirit of God did all this, glory be to God. So God saying that same life that comes into man, it comes from me. Oh, yeah, you think you did all kinds of stuff because you and your husband had a child. Glory to God. That ain't no big thing. Glory be to God. God had Mary had a child and no ain't had a husband. Before Mary and nobody was playing around. So if you think life comes from another person, you think that life come through that man, that life came from God. Life, the reason that I breathe comes from God. So now he said, if I can speak life into it, don't have a problem with the fact that I say, you eat my body. And then, look, if I wanted to, you could eat my body and then I'd raise it up again. Don't have a problem with that. Don't have a problem with the fact that I say, I'm going to die, but I'm going to rise again. Don't have a problem with that. But he said, now there's a lot of people with me that's not of me. How does he say that? Verse number, Jesus knew from the beginning that they were that believed not and who would betray him. He knew that there's some in that group, and that some people think it was only Judas, the one that was betrayed. There was a lot of other people who followed Jesus. But when things got a little tight, they left. They left. They say, I can't take this. I can't take this because, and I just wanted to read this to you. I probably read it to you last time. Let's read it again. He says in verse number 66, when they heard this, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. A lot of people turned their back on Jesus. They had seen miracles. They know he could do things that was totally impossible for men to do. They knew what it was like to be in a situation where somebody come in and they'd never been healed in their life. And here somebody come along and fix. And he said, look, I'm going to take it a little bit further. You can eat my body and drink my blood. And in that, you're going to have life. I'm going to take it a little further. This body will be killed. This body will die, and it will rise again. You see, because you can't kill God. You can't destroy his spirit. The spirit is going to live on. In fact, I want you to know yours is going to live on. You might have to leave this body. But you won't go out of existence. Now, it's a matter of where you want to spend your eternity. Because you're going to be around forever. Now, you can be around the throne of God. Or you can be around or maybe in the fire. You choose. That's the way it is. There's that separation. Jesus said he's going to come to do it. Even in Revelation, when he returns, there's going to be some going to be just like this. They can't accept the fact. They're going to see all kinds of miracles during the tribulation. Y'all watch this now. And I kind of think, and I'll be closing real soon. I kind of think that with all the stuff you see going on, it's good priming for the Antichrist to come to bring on Jesus Christ. You see, because when the Antichrist comes, there's going to be a lot of turmoil. There's going to be a lot of things going on that people can't fix. And he's going to come in. This person's going to be able to kind of fix things for get everybody kind of moving in the right direction. When they got another turmoil going on, he's going to be able to get them together. Watch out for that person, because he probably already exists. And he's going to get the world kind of moving in one direction, and he's going to make peace with Israel. They're going to say, Israel, it's all right. you can exist. And everything's going to be fine. And then everybody going to start looking at him and say, and he's going to even proclaim himself that he is God. And a lot of folk going to believe. Going to forget that Jesus says he's going to come. One thing, the Lord's already warned us that there's a be an imposter that will come and try to take his place. And then there's going to come a battle because Jesus is coming back. And it ain't even going to be a battle because he's going, oh, man, this is going to be sad. It ain't going to be no struggle like Arnisha those had yesterday. It ain't that you can defend all you want, you ain't going to have a chance. You can be the best defender there is. You can have all of the power that you can have. But you're not going to be able to defend yourself or have enough power to overpower Jesus when he comes. For the Bible says all power in heaven and in earth is given unto him. Is given unto Jesus Christ. So that means he has authority over everything in the earth, and he has authority over everything in hell. You know, now, God had authority over everything, and guess what God said? Dean Weldon Johnson put it this way, he said, let us make man. Hallelujah! If I can make him, I can break him. I can stop him and I can start him. He can stop and start us. What an if? What an if I say I'm going to rise from the dead? You know what your answer is? You're going to rise from the dead, Lord. What if I say I'm going back where I come from? You're going to reply, Lord God, you're going back where you come from. What's more, he tells them later on, say, you're going to come with me, and we're going to come back together. If you leave here before I come back, I'm going to bring you up there with me. Then you, when I come back, you come with me. Glory be to God. What if, when I tell you this, you say that sounds like a no. New, another word for novel is new. God doing a new thing. God's not beyond doing a new thing. If he says, I'm coming back, I'm coming back. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. What an if I say I'm going to come back. Okay, you coming back, Lord. What if I say, except no, you receive me as your Lord and Savior, and then you'll have eternal life. Then, Lord God, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I think you died. I believe you died, and I believe you rose again. Because you said, what if I say, I send back the Holy Spirit to comfort you and keep you and carry you through until I come back. Well, then, Lord God, I'll receive the Holy Spirit because that's what you want here to be with me, empower me, comfort me, keep me. What if I say, join yourself with the Christians, continue to be among us and speak with the saints and talk with them and join in with them. What if I say, well, Lord God, then I'm going to join with your people. Wherever your people are, I'm joining with your people. What if I say, don't forsake the fellowshipping of yourself? He said, and then say, what if, well, Lord God, if you say, don't forget about getting together, then we going to get together. Because you said, what an if I say, I'm looking forward to meet